Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Longtime NFL player, CBS Sports NFL analyst, doing Bills games in the preseason as well. Former Bill, Steve Tasker is with us. Steve, how you doing?
Doing great, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, it's good to have you with us. And let's start with a former Bill who's going to be most likely the starting quarterback in week one for the Browns, and that's Tyrod Taylor. And before we get to what you think of Tyrod, have you heard about this recent controversy about whether it's Tyrod or actually Tyrod, and what say you on that?
Well, it's interesting because he was here for 3 years. He was Tyrod from day one, and he never corrected anybody.
Yeah.
But it is his name, so he can be called what he wants. I just wish he would have told us.
Yeah, and he still won't tell us what to call him. He just says that's what his mom named him, and he didn't say one way or the other what he cares. He's like, yeah, I've been Tyrod for 7 years, so... he says mama calls him by his middle name. So, and dad calls him Tyrod. So we're just like, what the hell do we do? I think we just call him Tyrod because it's going to be too tough. Call him Ty. Yeah. Well, what do you make of Ty, Mr. Tasker? You know, obviously you saw him in Buffalo a ton.
Yeah, he's a great dude. I mean, he's a great leader. Guys like him. He's a hard worker. It's important to him. He's all the things you want. He'll do, to put it in a nutshell, he'll give you a handful of plays on every weekend that no other quarterback in the league will make. But the frustrating part comes with him. He will, miss plays that every other quarterback would make. And sometimes those are simple plays. He had a great deep ball 3 years ago. He led the league in long completions. So he had that going on. And the debate here in Buffalo was more about whether it was Tyrod and his inability to throw it or unwillingness to throw the ball into windows, or it was the lack of talent at wide receiver around him. And that debate continues to rage even on our show here in Buffalo.
Yeah, and that's, I'll tell you, Steve, to be honest, I mean, the feeling around Browns camp, from what the coaches are saying, and especially from the Browns beat reporters that are covering the team, is that basically the Bills coaches have been dopes the last few years and didn't get the best out of him. He's going to be coached better here. And he obviously, even though he had a better running back there in McCoy, he's got a better wide receiver here, number one guy in Landry. And there seems to be a lot of optimism that he will be significantly better. I'm not convinced personally. Are you?
Well, I'm certainly. They were 31st in the league in passing last year. And he got benched after throwing for 56 yards. Against the New Orleans Saints. And there were 8 weeks last year, 8 Sundays where he threw for less than 200 yards. There were 2 Sundays where he threw for less than 100 yards, and he never threw for 300 yards. So that you can say there's no question he had a hand in those numbers, no question, obviously, but I'd say not all of it was in his making. I think there is better passing numbers inside Tyrod Taylor, but they weren't getting it here in Buffalo, and they wanted to move on, and they also wanted him out of the way, so he didn't have to be the starter if they wanted to start a high draft pick that they were bent on getting.
Steve Tasker is with us, CBS Sports. Steve, what do you make of all the talent that he has here in Cleveland? It seems as though, from running backs to the tight end David Njoku to the wide receivers, and who knows if they end up getting Josh Gordon back, but we know they've got Jarvis Landry, and this Antonio Callaway kid has come on and had a nice camp here too.
Yeah, there's no question he's got the talent around him, and he should be able to thrive in it. Hugh Jackson has, despite his 1-31 record, I mean, the guy is a good quarterback coach. He's been around a lot of really good ones. He knows how to handle them. I think Tyrod's going to benefit from it. A fresh start, I think, helps everybody. It helped Tyrod his first year in Buffalo. I think he was much better his first year than he was the second or third year, even last year when he took him to the playoffs. He doesn't turn it over. That's a huge benefit for the Browns, and I think they're going to be able to lean on that. And I love the two coordinators you've got. They're two strong type A personalities, no question about it, but they both know what they're doing, and that's you know, Browns aren't going 0-16 this year. I know that. I don't know how many games they're going to win, but they're going to be a lot more fun to cheer for Cleveland fans.
We're talking with Steve Tasker, CBS, WGR in Buffalo as well. Steve, if you had to bet today who's the Browns, the Bills' starting quarterback in Week 1, who would you bet on?
Up until this last week, I would have bet A.J. McCarron. But I think Nate Peterman's got a shot at it as well. I think he's a long shot at best that Josh Allen steps up and makes that and is day one starter. We haven't been told anything that A.J. McCarron, it might be his turn to start. And I think they'll let him start this game, and then they'll make a decision between Nathan Peterman and A.J. McCarron going into next week, that third preseason game when kind of everybody sets their rosters and rests their starters.
Steve, obviously the Bills acquired Corey Coleman for the Browns basically for nothing. I mean, the Browns were giving him up. I was reading that he's going to be running with the second team. Are they expecting him to be a significant factor at that position early in the season or no?
No, I think they would love it. They think it's a roll of the dice that could come up, you know, could come up lucky. Everybody knows he's got that kind of physical ability. But, you know, there's a lot of question marks with him. The seventh-round pick says everything. The Bills weren't really ready to invest a lot in him, and the Browns were, you know, pretty sure that they weren't going to get that much out of him. So I think he's going to get an opportunity, maybe even in this game, this weekend, or this tomorrow night, to do something. I don't know how long of an opportunity it's going to be. I don't know how much of this offense he's going to absorb in that amount of time that he's been there and practicing. There's no doubt that I don't think the Bills are counting on it, but they're certainly going to give him an opportunity to see if he can come up. They can come up lucky and get a guy who's got some physical ability to add to it, because they're not very deep at wide receiver. You get by Kelvin Benjamin, then you drop down and go to Jeremy Curley, and then it's Zay Jones, who was a second-round draft pick last year, but it's including Zay Jones, it's kind of a bunch of guys that, you know, they just wish somebody would, they could strike gold with one of them, but it doesn't look very promising.
Steve, I haven't seen any of Josh Allen in the preseason, to be honest with you, but I see the tweets and I see people saying that he's not having a good camp. He looks like a really raw rookie. What do you see out of Josh Allen so far?
Well, there's certain things that you do see. The guy's a physical freak. I mean, he's got a big arm. I mean, a really big arm. He's a really good athlete for as big as he is. He's not as inaccurate as a lot of people thought he was going to be when he got in. He does make the throws, and he makes them pretty good. He seems like he's a hardworking guy. His teammates are liking him. He's done a lot of really good things. But in the game, the worst things we saw in the game that they played last week against Carolina was he was trying to make a lot of things happen, got lucky on a couple of things where he threw it up, getting tackled. You know how they throw it over their shoulder, kind of sideways across their body, trying to make something happen, and, you know, he gets picked off by a defensive lineman. He almost had that happen to him once last week. But he also threw a fastball through a window the size of a coin slot and got a touchdown out of it. He dropped back on his first play from scrimmage and heaved the ball 60 yards. And ironically, it was 3 yards out of bounds at completion. You know, so he's all over the map a little bit. But he also has a lot of upside. They like him. I think they're really excited about his future. He has shown the ability to pick up things and make fewer and fewer mistakes as he's getting running through the plays. But they're keeping him under wraps. They're not letting him run with the ones very much. He's running with the twos this week. Looks like he might get a big, an extended look against Cleveland in the second quarter into the third quarter. We'll see. It will be anticipated. We haven't been told that at all. But I think they're really happy with him. I don't think he's had a bad camp at all. I think he's been exactly what they thought he was going to be, a really physically gifted rookie quarterback that's got a lot to learn about what he can do and what he cannot do in the NFL.
We're talking with Steve Tasker, CBS Sports, WGR in Buffalo. Steve, LeSean McCoy, obviously, I don't want to say it was about a month ago now, maybe. There were accusations. His ex-girlfriend got attacked. Accusations that maybe he set that up. There's been more news on it lately, but it's kind of been, we haven't heard anything about him possibly getting suspended. Are the Bills worried about what's going to happen with LeSean McCoy?
Well, thus far, it's been an absolute non-issue. it's, you know, his former girlfriend made a lot of accusations and certainly went through a tragic experience when she got her home. You know, it was a home invasion. This last week, she was finally, after 4 months of trying, or 6 months of trying, or however long it's been, she was been evicted from the premises which she was living in Tyrod's house. So they are finally fully, completely split. And it, except for the fact that, you know, she put a lawsuit out there against him, a civil suit, which has to run its course. But it has been, all that has really been a non-issue off the field dynamic situation that the Bills haven't bothered with, and LeSean hasn't even had to address. There's nothing to talk about. It's everything's out there, and everybody's waiting for it to further developments. And the latest of which was his former girlfriend being evicted from the house. So it's been surprising. It looked like for a minute it was going to be really awful, and it has just gone away for no apparent reason other than the fact that there's nothing left to talk about.
Steve, last thing. The Browns have brought in Dez Bryant for a visit today, and he went on the Browns radio show and said that, you know, they're trying to work some things out. And I've been kind of against the idea of signing Dez Bryant to this team with Josh Gordon and Antonio Callaway and whatever. Obviously, he's still talented. He's not what he once was. What do you think? Do you think he's a good fit?
I have a hard time seeing it. He's past his prime. He's a veteran receiver, but he's never been the kind of veteran receiver where you bring in and say, hey, can you mentor our young guys? I don't think that's anywhere you want to go to. With the baggage that Josh Gordon brings with him, and now Antonio having the issues that he's had, I think that's one more piece of baggage you don't really want to burden yourself with. I think you kind of trust your personnel guys that maybe the guys you've already got on the roster are going to be good enough. Jarvis Landry is as good as anybody on the free agent market this year. He's caught a ton of footballs. I think you got to trust him. I think Njoku can at the tight end spot can take up some slack if you feel like you're deficient in talent up there. I don't think you are.
I agree.
I think the guys you've got are good enough. Now, if you can get Dez Bryant for nothing, don't risk anything, don't invest anything, much like the Bills have done with Corey Coleman, yeah, man, sign the guy, see if he can do it. Maybe a fresh start is going to help him. You got to put yourself in a position where the minute he starts to be a detriment, you can cut him loose and not think twice about it. That's where if you can get him that way, I think go ahead and do it, because he does have physical ability. But the moment he becomes a problem, I think you got to be ready to cut him loose.
Steve, we appreciate the time. We're going to cut you loose right now. Thanks for joining us.
All right, man. Hey, thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Steve. Steve Tasker, CBS Sports, WGR in Buffalo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.